TOR syndrome is a clinical triad of fluid overload, dilutional hyponatremia, and neurotoxicity. It's due to the absorption of hypotonic 1.5% glycine irrigant, which has an osmolality of 200 milliosmoles per litre. Typical absorption rates are 20 mL per minute, meaning that at an hour 1.2 litres of irrigant are absorbed. Glycine is particularly problematic because it's metabolised to ammonia, water and glycolic acid. Ammonia is a neurotoxic agent, although glycine itself is a neurotransmitter for the eye and can lead to visual disturbances for patients under spinal anaesthesia. There are a number of risk factors which predict who are going to get TUR syndrome. As described by Mebust et al. In 1997 as part of the AUA National Cooperative Study, they are duration more than 90 minutes, large gland more than 45 cc's, early capsular perforation, smoking and inappropriate irrigant height. Symptoms of patients undergoing spinal anaesthesia are confusion, agitation, headache, visual disturbance, nausea and vomiting, and rarely seizures and coma. Patients can develop hypertension and bradycardia. There are a number of steps that can be taken to avoid it, including using the continuous irrigating scope of Iglesias, avoiding resection for more than 60 minutes, irrigant height less than or equal to 60 centimetres above the pubic symphysis, avoiding early capsular perforation and using bipolar TURP. Some work has been done on new irrigants such as 5% glucose. There are a number of steps that can be taken to recognise it early, including spinal anaesthesia, adding 1% alcohol to the irrigant and doing breath tests. You can measure input and output, but that's extremely difficult. You can do point of care testing for sodium, and you can keep an eye out for hypertension and bradycardia. Management comprises early termination of the procedure, although it's important to make sure that hemostasis is accurate because you want to avoid irrigating these patients post-procedure, and giving diuretic therapy. Options comprise either 1 gram per kilogram of 20% mannitol, which for a 70 kilogram man is 350 mils over 30 minutes. Alternatively, you can give 40 milligrams of IV furosemide. Generally, sodium replacement should be held in reserve as hypertonic saline is associated with an increased risk of central pontine demyelination. If it is given, you should aim to replace the sodium by 1 millimole per hour.